Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Richard Gephardt as we talk about WOTUS in just a moment. Two sales this week from Superior Video Livestock Auction. On Thursday, a select female sale will start at 1 p.m. 5,900 head of replacement females to be offered that day. Friday, September 26, 8 a.m., 24,000 head to be offered, including over 8,000 yearling cattle, over 8,100 head of weaned calves, and 3,600 calves on cows. All this will be seen on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Did you know a dairy farmer's day starts before dawn? Dairy farmers work long hours each day to produce wholesome and delicious dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt. They are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about farming. After all, it's their way of life. For more information about dairy farming and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
More than once, we've read or listened to EPA officials say WOTUS is not a land grab. It's not their intent to actually regulate more lands than they currently have under their jurisdiction. But Richard Gephardt, president of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and the current treasurer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, NCBA, says this rule is a huge land grab. You just have to read it.
Most of you may not know, but I'm also an attorney in addition to a cow-calf operator in northeast Oklahoma. I've read this rule multiple times. I cannot believe how shocked I am by the overreach of this rule. EPA consistently tells us in our conversations with them that is not their intent to regulate all lands. But when I read this rule, I see no way out of it that it does not give them, it gives them the authority to regulate all lands. I think back to one time when I read this rule, I think back to when I was an infantry officer in the Army, and they trained me that there were five types of land. And the way you recognized them, if you were sitting down on a piece of granite land and it was dark at night and you sent four soldiers out on the compass points, and they all came back and they said, I was going uphill, you were in a depression. Those four young men came back to you and said, all four of them went downhill, you were on a hilltop. If three of them went up and one of them went down, you were in a valley or a draw. And the opposite, you were on a ridgeline. And the last piece of ground was two of them going up and two of them going down, you were on a saddle. All of those pieces of land, except for a depression, drain water. In my legal opinion, they're all within the reach of this rule. Because no matter where they drain, they're going to drain into something that's going to drain into something else that's going to eventually, if you're in between the two mountain ranges, get to the Mississippi, except for some exceptions in the northern part of the United States. All of them get to the Gulf of Mexico. You know, you may have found it interesting that I use the pronouns something, something, and something, and it reflects back on some conversations that I've had with EPA, spending hours with attorneys talking about the difference between gullies and draws and valleys. And that's how ridiculous this rule is written.
Attorney, cattle producer Richard Gephardt, who says that the overreach, the intrusion into your daily agricultural lives of this particular rule from EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers is breathtaking. He says it's time now, if you haven't already, to go and make a comment about this proposal. The comment period is open till the 20th of October. You've got the Beef Buzz on.
It's the 17th annual Pollard Farms Production Sale, Saturday, September 27th, 12 noon at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. Some 148 head will sell as 96 Angus lots. The sale includes donor dams and elite matings, fall yearling heifers, spring heifer calves, fall pairs and heavy breads, also spring pairs and bred females. For more information, call Pollard Farms at 580-1464 or go to the website at pollardfarms.com. That's 580-758-1464 or pollardfarms.com.
That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.